We continue the education prayer focus. Today it's the parents of students, all ages. Students learn better when parents remain involved in supporting and participating in the child's learning process. Research reveals students are better academically, socially, and intellectually. If a parent views the student's school negatively, this can be an obstacle to the student's success. On the other hand, parents need support with all that their students face: school supplies, clothes, extracurricular activities, overseeing homework, school notices, juggling work and school schedules, peer pressures, meals, parent-teacher conferences, attending school events, and so much more. Let's face it, parents need prayer and support in raising students through the school year. Parents also need to know what their rights are in regard to their child's education. The Christian Post wrote an article called Five Parental Rights You Must Know Before Your Kid Returns to School. We highly recommend you review it. One of the things they state is that their parent has a fundamental right to direct their children's education, upbringing, and care. The parents are the primary decision maker for their child. They have the ultimate responsibility to raise and educate their child and safeguard their mind, body, and spirit. So, Father, we lift up parents of students of all ages, and we pray that they will read this article and they will make other parents aware of their rights as a parent over the education of their child, that they can push back, that they don't have to fall prey to all this naysaying, fear-mongering, bullying, making them think that they have to let their student listen to their child, whatever that the teacher wants to say, that they have a right to step in and speak and opt out. Father, we pray that they are made aware of that and that they do the steps, that they look at their school district's policies, that they ask questions early and often. What kind of materials? Looking at what the kid brings home and looking at the books that they read. That they would exercise their opt-out rights. That they would stay engaged and not turn a blind eye. That they would know when to push back. So, Father, we thank you for that. We also pray that they will have a balance in their work-life schedule and the amount of time that they spend with their children and not on their phone or doing something else that's mindless and unimportant. They would actually take the time to learn about what's going on with their child and how they are doing in school and in every subject. So, Father, we pray that they will support their students. They would find ways to help their child do better in school, that they would go to the parent-teacher conferences and every other thing that they can as much as possible to stay engaged and to be in the know of how their student is doing and what the teachers and the administration and all the other people are pushing. We thank you, Father, for them. We know that it takes a lot, but we pray that they will get the help from others as well, in the mighty name of Jesus.